All right. Second, who won it last year?
Who won it last year? It was, man, I can't even remember.
It was Lamar Jackson.
That's right. It was Lamar.
And you know who he beat out again? Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was, actually.
He beat McCaffrey again.
Yeah, and Watson.
And Watson.
Who both of them were, my opinion.
Yeah. All right. So we're seeing a little biases here, right? And I'm not going to be surprised when we see more bias this year. And who I think should win the Heisman and who I think will win the Heisman.
Two different answers.
Two different answers. Who should win the Heisman is my dude, Rashawn Penny, running back out of San Diego State. Man, and I see Matt Anthony giving a whole shrug and saying he's not deserving of it. I'll get to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has over – he's leading the country in total scrimmage yards. He has over 2,000 yards from scrimmage. He has 20 touchdowns, and he's leading a San Diego Aztec team that is 10-2. They have 10 wins in the Mountain West Conference. They beat Stanford, who is ranked 12th right now. They're in the Pac-12 championship game right now. Rashawn Penny and the San Diego Aztecs beat Stanford. And in that game, he rushed for 175 yards, and he scored a touchdown. And he had over 100 yards in kick return yards. And it was actually, I saw a funny tweet this past week of Stanford, and they were talking about Bryce Love. And they say he has the most scrimmage yards, which is a
total lie.
No, but you know what they said in the tweet, right? They said Bryce Love has the most scrimmage yards from, then they put quotation marks, the Power Five conferences. So are we just going to throw out San Diego State as not a D1 program? We're going to throw out the fact that San Diego State actually beat you guys? So I thought it was funny. So I think Rashawn Penny is deserving of the award. I don't think it's going to happen. He might not even get invited. But
I think he might. We'll see. Who's gonna get it, though?
Who I think is going to get it is my man, Baker Mayfield.
Okay, that's good.
I think Baker Mayfield, some people might disagree with me on this, but I think he's the best NFL prospect in terms of quarterback. But I think Baker Mayfield, that guy is lighting it up. He is a little crazy on the field, off the field. He had a little trouble this past summer. It seems like he's been in college football for 18 years. And I don't know. I think Baker Mayfield's going to win it. He's going to lead Oklahoma to the playoffs. Do I think he's deserving of it? Not as deserving as Rashawn Penny, mm-hmm. who actually has carried the team. There's a bunch of NFL prospects on that Oklahoma offense,
mm-hmm.
and there is not that much NFL prospects on San Diego's offense.
Okay. That's good to know.
No.
I think one guy needs to be on the list that isn't on the list. And he really, really, you watched him last weekend against Alabama, but Kerryon Johnson is just incredible. I would say that man has helped carry this Auburn offense for about 90% of the year. And if Kerryon Johnson isn't on the list for the Heisman ballots, then there's something wrong. And
Kerryon Johnson, Carson, yeah, really? Yeah,
I really think so. That guy. I'm not saying he needs to win it, but I think he needs to be at least mentioned. This guy, stat-wise, has held his own with any running back in the country. He's done it all. He's thrown. He's ran.
He's caught.
I mean, it's like the guy is – he's carried a team that was not even considered for the playoff to now the number two team in the country, offensively at least. Just mention him.
Yeah, and he played great against Alabama.
I know.
Wow.
And hopefully – I mean, I hope this guy can stay healthy the rest of the season because he left late in that game. But I would definitely mention him. If it were me doing this Heisman ballot, But the guy, I think I'm gonna agree with Heine. I think Baker Mayfield's gonna win it. I think if you look at what the Heisman means, the best player in college football, and Baker has put up stats. And if you pull Baker away from Oklahoma, then there's just there's not Oklahoma anymore. I don't think, you know.
Yep.
They're not going to be as successful as if they were to just throw some random freshman in their quarterback. I don't think that they're a top five or top four team in that case. So honestly, I think Baker's kind of jumped off the board this year. His completion percentage is over 70%. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty crazy. He's playing in a Power Five conference. He's playing exceptional. I mean, I would say that Baker's my pick. I don't think Lamar is going to get it. I really don't.
Lamar Jackson. Let's throw that out there.
I don't know. They're not going to give it to him 2 years in a row. But I'll say Baker. I really want Kerryon Johnson to be a part of this, but who knows? I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, you can't take out Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. But then again, this guy's done more than most of the running backs across the country.
Who?
Kerryon.
Really?
Yeah, as far as production for your team, I think. Yeah. I'm not kidding. If Kerryon Johnson doesn't play in the SEC championship, then I would.
Well, you can say the same thing for Rashad Penny, right?
Well, you can.
What is this?
I'm not sure about the Bryce Love thing.
Well, no.
You pull Bryce Love out of Stanford.
No, Carson.
You pull Saquon Barkley out of Penn State. They're still successful programs. I really do think that. But I think if you pull Kerryon Johnson out of Auburn, I'm not kidding. I think they lose to Georgia. I'm not kidding.
Carson, I'm sorry. Did you just say if you took Saquon Barkley off Penn State?
I still think that they would be
a top 10 program. Carson, Saquon Barkley is a top prospect.
I still think, I really do. Defense is good. I think program-wise, they
You don't think Auburn's defense is good?
Auburn's defense is fine, but they're also playing at a high level because they find ways with Kerryon Johnson offensively to make plays.
Carson, he only has 1,200 yards rushing.
I know, but he just makes plays, man. He does, and it's like, and he's carried this offense.
You know what that sounds like, Carson? It sounds like some East Coast bias right there from you.
Yeah, maybe I am, but I would definitely put him in the mix. My opinion. I watched him last week. I thought,
Carson,
this guy is for real. I've watched him a couple times this year.
All right. Have you actually? I'm not gonna lie. Have you seen Kerryon Johnson's last four games?
His
stats. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I want to hear him.
253 yards, two touchdowns, 234, three touchdowns, 222, two touchdowns. 203, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's really good. That's my opinion.
Actually, I'm mistaken. That's Rashard Penny's stats the last four games. Yeah, Carson.
Great.
And you just, folks, are we listening right now? We just heard Carson Barnett say those stats are great because I said they're Kerryon Johnson's.
Yeah, it does fine.
They're Rashard Penny's. This guy is literally putting the team on his back.
He's not gonna win it, folks. You heard me. He's not gonna win the Heisman.
He is more. Rashard Penny is more valuable to SDSU than Kerryon Johnson.
You probably are right on that.
And that is why I think Rashard Penny should win MVP. SDSU is still 10-2. They have wins against Stanford, and they lost two close games. And
you honestly,
they beat Arizona State, who beat UW. They're playing really good.
I don't know. I still think that
All right, so Carson, tell me right now your top three candidates for the Heisman. 1, 2, 3.
Well, Baker Mayfield's gonna be on the list.
I hope so.
And then Rashard Penny is.
Don't say it because I'm.
No, here. I really do. I put him on the list. I will. And then like I said, number one, I think they need to expand the ballots to at least four players.
Oh, that dilutes it.
They still need to. But if they were going to go for a third, it's kind of a toss-up in that situation. And at this point, they're not going to win it. They're just there to sit and look nice in a tux.
And get a cup of coffee.
Exactly, yeah. And get put on ESPN. But based on how his team's performing, I really do think Kerryon Johnson's that third guy, my opinion. But that also depends on if the guy plays this week, if he's even healthy for the rest of the season. So I don't know. But I really do think, he's helped carry Auburn in the right direction. So that's just my opinion. But I think they need to look past a little bit more past the stats. Stats is big part of the Heisman. It should be. But there's also a value besides stats that come with playing the game. And I think certain players like Saquon Barkley and like Kerryon Johnson and Bryce Love and all these guys that may not have the same stats as Rashad, but are still very, very valuable to their teams. That's my opinion on all of that. Folks, we're going to head to the break here shortly. Ana, you have anything else to say?
Go Aztecs.
Yeah. And so we'll head to the break. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be back shortly. Rock star, smash out on a cop car, sweeter than a pop tart. You know you are not hard. I didn't make the hat chart. Remember I used to chop hard, living like a rock star. I'm living like a rock star. All right, we are back. HSC Sports, 10:30 a.m. It's Friday morning. Hi, Lou Carson Barnett. We're here to talk sports with you. If you would like to call in, we're having a great topic next on Alabama and whether or not we feel this whole college football playoff spiel is going in the right direction. You can call on at 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. Give us a call, and we'd love to talk sports with you. We'll put you on the air. Thanks for listening, folks. Ina, so our next topic, is Alabama going to make the playoff? Are they going to make the college football playoff? Obviously, the rankings are out. Clemson won. Auburn 2, Oklahoma, and then Wisconsin. And then just outside of that is Bama. Mm-hmm. And after their loss to Auburn, they dropped. And then Ohio State's the next team out. But honestly, there's really only five teams, in my opinion, that have a shot for this.
For the playoffs?
Yeah, I think. It's going to take a long shot, but.
So you don't. All right.
And then, six. I would throw Georgia in the mix, but.
Also Miami.
I don't know, but I want to hear your spiel on this. I know you got a lot to say.
Congrats, Alabama! You guys have another week off.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys added a week to your preparation. So congrats. I just tweeted out, did Alabama purposely throw the Iron Bowl game? No. Whoa. Hear me out. They are ranked fifth. They literally will make the playoffs. That's what the committee just said. They said, we do not care if Ohio State wins the Big Ten championship game. They are ranked eighth. There are no way they're going to go from eighth and jump the team from fifth who did not play a game and lose this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Alabama literally has another week off. Nick Saban. If you're listening, I know you like our show. Congrats. I don't know how you figured this out. I don't know how you made it, but you have an extra week of preparation. And I wouldn't put it past my man Nick Saban to tell his team, hey, guys, we don't really need to win this game because we know how much the name Alabama brings into the committee.
Yeah.
Committee hears Alabama, they're like, oh, or let's put them in. Everyone thinks Carson.
I love getting you good on this.
I'm sorry, but it's the name Alabama. Like, we want Bama. I don't know why you do. They're not that good anymore. Jalen Hurts, that guy needs to take a break. I'll say it. He looks timid out there. He looks, I think he's trying too hard to be calm, which actually is kind of, come on, man, show some emotion. Mm-hmm. I don't think their offense is that good.
No.
They can't run the ball that well. This is the first time I don't know who their starting running back is.
This is the first time, too, where teams can actually run on them defensively.
Yeah.
Look at the past 5 years. You can't run on Alabama. But.
And for some reason, so this whole section we're talking about, a little segment we're talking about, is going to be a shut Alabama and make the playoffs. And no, not Carson, tell me their best win. I'll let you research that real quick.
Their best win. Let's see here.
I'll let you research that. But for those guys who want to know the short-term answer, they don't have a really good win.
They've beaten Florida State, but that's, I mean, come on.
Florida State, the LSU, team that's 5-8.
LSU and Mississippi State.
And please tell me those their rankings. Actually, don't tell me the rankings, because that's the committee is going to do this on purpose. The committee is going to rank those teams higher, so it looks like a better win for them. So tell me their record, though.
For Mississippi State
and LSU.
Mississippi State 7-3, and then LSU. Well, LSU 6-3.
Exactly, 7-3 and 6. Those are your best wins. Ohio State's best win? Michigan.
Yeah.
Penn State and Michigan State. And if they beat Wisconsin, an undefeated Wisconsin team.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Can you tell me Alabama's out-of-conference schedule?
Alabama, they play. It's pathetic. They play Mercer.
They played Mercer. Fresno State.
Fresno State. Colorado State.
Colorado State and then Florida State.
And then this is Saban for you.
Neutral site.
Well, yes, but Saban will not play a game, a ranked game on the road unless it's in conference.
No.
He will not. He won't schedule us. So Florida State, that was neutral site. And then he goes with Fresno State, Colorado State, and then he goes to Vandy. And then so their next tough game would be later in the season they'll play. After Mississippi State, they were supposed to play at Auburn, so they play at Mississippi State and at Auburn. He knows tough to go on the road back to back against ranked teams. Schedule Mercer in between. It's like a bye week.
No,
and so Saban is really, really smart when it comes to this scheduling.
And it really grinds my gear that they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So basically, they found the secret formula: schedule not good conference games.
If you're in the SEC, you got to be in the correct conference to do this. If it was a Pac-12 team doing this, heck no, they wouldn't get in.
But so if Ohio State would have scheduled an easier non-conference, they would have been in. Because if they didn't, no, seriously.
I mean, in that conference, probably, honestly.
So now what's the incentive of playing a hard out-of-conference schedule?
Exactly.
Nothing. Unless Alabama's going to go in.
Especially,
there's Alabama.
They're just making it for the Pac-12 is all they're doing.
Yeah, it's literally for the Pac-12.
Yeah.
What? We talked about this the other day at the UW-Utah game with some parents, and they were talking about how what other conference has to play a away game on a Friday night?
No other conference.
No, I don't know why the Pac-12 is the only team that has to play these teams. Why is UW playing?
Why they
on a
the
late Friday night?
Pac-12 screwed over three teams that were, the committee screwed over three teams that were in the, basically, in the top 25 looking for a shot for the playoff in the Pac-12. UW goes on the road on a Friday night, loses. Wazoo goes on the road on a Friday night, loses. USC loses in Pullman. Yeah. Same thing.
It's the same thing. And I'm sick
and
tired of it.
5 days of practice in that situation. Not even. And so.
How Alabama is going to get in the playoffs is really beyond me, because they have played no one. It's the name, Alabama. That's all they have going for them. They're going to go in the playoffs. They're going to be the fourth team. They're going to play Clemson, and they are going to get smoked.
Clemson's good.
They are going to get
smoked. See, Clemson
smoked.
Actually, Dabo Sweeney scheduled decent games in non-conference.
Yes.
I know they got Kent State. and Boston College and a couple of these.
Boston College is
that's ACC. Right. Sorry, Boston College is. But they played at home against Auburn.
Exactly.
I mean, they beat them.
Yeah.
But still, that's tough right there. Auburn might win the national championship. So, I mean, come on. That's a tough one there. They've had some tough ones. They went at South Carolina. Not an easy place to play.
Exactly.
They went at North Carolina State. Both of those were ranked. At Louisville. At Virginia Tech, who's ranked 12th in the country.
Clemson is going to play Alabama, and they are going to smoke them.
Totally.
It's that simple. They're
the team that schedules good non-conferences, Auburn. Totally. They go.
Who are their non?
Well, they went
non-conference
at Clemson. That's okay. Like telling you right there.
Hey,
like
let's play.
Let's it's okay if we lose because this is a serious game. Let's get. So I mean, that right there for Auburn was respect. Honestly, and then Oklahoma with Ohio State. So basically, all these teams that are vying for chances to get into the playoff, besides Alabama, have played a tough non-conference schedule. Everybody except for them.
They have the weakest resume. Your best win is a 7-3 Mississippi
State. Other than
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's the only one that.
But they're undefeated.
I know, but they also haven't played anybody.
But they're going to beat Ohio State.
I hope.
That's their thing. Like, if they lose, they're out. So, who cares about the resume? But if they win out, the resume is going to be beating Ohio State.
Yeah, and they're undefeated.
Yeah.
So, honestly here, Heine, though, who and, like, what situations are going to happen to allow for Alabama to get in?
Ohio State needs to win.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
And then
there's no way the Pac-12 champion goes in.
No.
No. So we're going to take those out. UCF should get more respect than being the 14th
ranked team.
They should get more respect than that. They're undefeated. They're playing really good.
They should be in the top 8 or 9.
Yeah, they should be ahead of Stanford for some reason, which I don't different topic.
SC,
yeah.
But So here's what would happen, honestly. The ACC championship's a play-in game.
Yeah, Miami's going to go. Wonder if that is in.
Yeah. That's a great resume builder for Miami to beat Clemson.
Yeah.
The SEC championship's a play-in game.
Play-in game.
And then the other two, Big 12 and then Big 10, they're playing games for one team only. At a time, or like Wisconsin's, it's a play-in game for them, and then Oklahoma, it's a play-in game for them. If Wisconsin were to lose to Ohio State, which I think is very, very likely that could happen, Bama's in, and if Oklahoma loses as well to TCU, I don't think that's going to happen. But if it does, then that's where like a Georgia. Or Ohio State. Ohio State's probably not going to get in.
What Ohio State needs to happen is have won the.
There could be a chance.
They need TCU to win.
Yes, but
because I think Miami's schedule, if they went out, is better than. A two-loss Big Ten champ.
And a two-loss. So let's say Miami beats Clemson. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. But if it does, a two-loss Clemson is going to look a lot better than a two-loss Ohio State.
Not a two-loss Big Ten champion. Yeah, at some point.
True, they did beat Wisconsin. Okay, yes.
At some point, a Big Ten championship needs to mean something.
Okay.
Like we saw last year, the Big Ten champion didn't even get in.
No.
It was Ohio State, and they get, as Nick Wright says, they got mollywopped. Clemson.
I think honest opinion, Auburn's going to beat Georgia.
Whoa, we're already giving picks?
Well, sorry,
guys.
This
might as well.
Quick release.
Wow.
But I want to hear, I guess we shouldn't pick our top four.
No.
Yes, but.
Ruins the show if we give our top four.
The Wisconsin, they're. Wisconsin's going to be in a tough situation because they're playing an Ohio State team at a neutral site, mm-hmm. too. Not even at home. Yeah, if they were, so Wisconsin needs to beat them. If Wisconsin loses, they're out. Oklahoma, I don't know how that one's going to go. TCU's kind of underrated in a way, mm-hmm. but I still, who knows? So Oklahoma needs to win as well. The other two, the Georgias and the Auburns, Auburn needs to win more than Georgia. If Georgia mm-hmm. loses, who knows? Mm-hmm. They'll need some things to happen where Clemson would have to lose, and Oklahoma and Wisconsin would all have to lose, and Georgia might still find a spot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think – so they're only going to take at max two SEC teams, in my opinion. But, well, I mean, it's one of those – I don't know. What's your whole scenario in this? Just give me your last take on how
Alabama is going to get in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Easy. Ohio State wins, they're in. That's, you don't even care about the other teams. Ohio State wins, Alabama's in. I don't know how they're going to get in. They shouldn't get in. They have the weakest resume out of all the top 8 teams. Their losses against Auburn, and they got dominated in that game too. Like some people said, they were in three. No, if you watch the game, Auburn was setting the tone.
Auburn's good.
It's like us versus George Fox. We only beat them by 10 points. If you watch the game, we dominated them.
Auburn's gonna have a legit shot if they win this thing for the national title, just because they're used to high level. Games they played, they'll have played Georgia twice. Georgia was ranked number one at one point.
I think we're gonna have a great playoffs.
Yeah,
I think if Alabama gets in, we're not. Alabama's gonna get smoked.
Who would you rather have in than Alabama?
Wisconsin or Ohio State.
Fair enough. Okay, well that's good. But we're gonna head to the break. Thanks for listening, folks. Again, you can check us out at plu.edu/laser and call in. We're gonna have a great talk on Eli Manning next, and whether or not we think he deserves to be a starter in the NFL and also a Hall of Famer. So call in at 253-535-7332. All right, we are back, folks. Live here at HNC Sports. Hi, Nalu, Carson Barnett. We're here to talk with you Friday morning. It's 10:30. You can call in on this next topic, 253-535-7332. We're here to talk Eli Manning now. I want to hear your opinion. Eli Manning, obviously being benched this week in New York, not a lot of respect. And then they're trying to move on at the quarterback position. And do you think Eli Manning's eventually going to be a starter somewhere else and in the league? And what do you think about his Hall of Fame status? Obviously, two Super Bowl wins. What do you think, Hannah?
Well, first of all, I don't think he should have been benched. I get it. He hasn't been that well.
Mm-hmm.
I know he hasn't been doing good that good these last couple of years. But I think it's the principle. It's the fact that you started with – I get maybe if he didn't start before the season started, he gets traded. I get that. Because you don't want to throw away the season. But we're – 12 games into the season, like 12 weeks into the season, like let him finish the season out.
Exactly.
That's the most, I get it. You guys aren't going to win it. Sorry, but Geno Smith isn't going to be the answer. We already know out of him. Davis Webb out of California, he doesn't have it. There's no chance. I'm sorry, there's no chance out there. New Giants fans, Davis Webb, Geno Smith, not the answer. Eli Manning has done so much for your organization. He's won two Super Bowls. He's been the MVP. And I don't know what more, like 210 straight starts.
Totally.
That is just respect. Like, you let this guy finish out the season.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were like, well, Peyton Manning got benched for Brock Osweiler. Well, the Broncos were in contention.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
The Giants are second pick right now. Like, there's no way. They can't make. Their season's done. Like, let the guy finish the season. And we're like, oh, we want to see what the young guys are doing. Geno Smith isn't the answer.
You don't have a young guy on your team that's going to change the organization.
Yeah,
is the thing.
I'm sorry.
It'd be different if you had Sam Darnold now on your team or Josh Rosen or something.
But
you don't. It's like, wait till you have him and then go after that. You know, it's like, I don't know what they're doing with this because it's a guy that like has totally revamped this organization. He's won 2 Super Bowls in a short amount of time too. It was like, like who cares? Just let him finish the year. There's like 3 games left, and so I don't know. I don't know what the heck they're doing over there in New York. I think just chill out a little bit. Geno Smith's not going to change anything, and in fact, if Geno Smith comes in and they're hoping to win more games, then they just lost the number 2 pick. So I don't know what you're doing. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And if Eli Manning does blow up and they do get the number 1 pick or number two pick, then that's fine. Then you have reason to let go of him. But you don't have reason right now. Yeah. And
it's just a respect thing.
It is, totally. And it's like...
But do I think he's a Hall of Famer? Oh, yes, he is a Hall of Famer.
He's done for over 50,000 yards.
Yeah, and he's won 2 Super Bowls. Like, I'm tired of these stat cheat guys who look at his stat. No, he's won 2 Super Bowls.
His stats are still actually okay.
They're all right.
Yeah.
And he's won 2 Super Bowls. Like, people are like, oh, he's not that good in the regular season. Well, I don't care how good he's in the regular season. He's won 2 Super Bowls.
It's like LeBron.
No, it's... I don't give you guys a perfect analogy. It's recently in my class, in my business operations management class, we had to make this one gadget, and there's a bunch of wires, a bunch of other things that had to go to specific spots, right? And that was today. Like, we need to make at least 6 parts to get extra credit. But on Wednesday, we practiced making them because just to make it more efficient for Friday. And this one kid in my group did it really easy. He's like, guys, look at me, kind of bragging about it because we're all having trouble. And he's like, oh, I already figured this out. This is gonna be fun. We're gonna do so good on Friday. Friday game day, Super Bowl. This is extra credit. We're going. It's competition. Gonna do it. He's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. He was blaming the gadgets. He was.
It's the same stuff.
It's the same thing. It's just, can you do it on the pressure? Can you do it like? It's a weird analogy, but he didn't step up when we needed him to, and he did when we didn't need him to, and that's just like regular season stats. Like Blake Bortles, he threw for over 4,000 yards 2 years ago. Guy's not a quarterback in the NFL, so if Eli Manning's not a quarterback, then who is? Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, he's won 2 Super Bowls. If you told me before we drafted Eli Manning, hey, this guy's going to win you 2 Super Bowls, are you fine with that?
Totally.
Yes, I'm fine with that.
Exactly. He's got more than most guys in the NFL right now.
Yeah, he has more than Rivers. He has
more than Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and he...
Good for him. As far as becoming a starter in the league next year...
Maybe. You never know.
It depends on the right... If the right team comes
through. If Blake Bortles is a quarterback in the NFL right now, Eli Manning can start quarterback next year somewhere.
It depends. The right team needs to come around for him.
Yeah, Jacksonville, maybe. Tom Coughlin.
Honestly, maybe. He might need. That might be the next thing for him, is to head down to Florida. But, you know, certain teams are going to be looking for a quarterback this offseason. New York, as far as the Jets. Cleveland always is. You can't tell me he can't be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And so many teams are out there looking for a quarterback. And so I would say maybe as far for his status of being a starting quarterback, maybe. But I don't know. That kind of depends on if the right coach comes around and if the right organization takes him in. But I think Jacksonville would be a legit opportunity for him with Tom Coughlin.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I think as far as the status of being – a Hall of Famer. Eli Manning is.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, in my opinion. He totally is. He should be. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He's been Super Bowl MVP.
I mean, both. Yeah, both times.
Exactly. Like, I mean, like, come on.
It's the biggest. Like, if he's not a Super Bowl, like, If he's not Hall of Fame, that just like kind of dilutes a Super Bowl victory. It's like, yeah. Does it add to your resume? Because it doesn't.
It should add to your resume.
Exactly.
And I mean, I hope he gets there again. I don't think that's going to happen necessarily, but totally. Eli Manning is. He's one of the best to play. I mean, honestly, because just in the clutch moments, he gets it done, and not to mention, he's carried those teams, those years, when they were wild card teams. He's been on the road every single game in the playoffs. That's really really hard to do, and he still won it. He still finds a way at the end of the fourth quarter to get it done against New England, and like, why? Why would he not be a Hall of Famer is my thing. So that's our little spiel on Eli Manning. We'll be back. We have picks coming up next. Matt Anthony's in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Outside linebacker for the Lutes. He's ready to chat with us. So, yep. Thanks for listening. plu.edu/laser. Follow us on Twitter at @HCSportsPLU. We're always there tweeting our sports opinions. So thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back shortly. Fry, we are back, folks, here. HSC Sports, 10:30 a.m. Friday mornings. plu.edu/laser. Hi, Lou Carson Barnett. And our special guest of the week, Matt Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, is you over there? Can you say hello to the crowd?
And introduce yourself
real quick.
Tell me what position you play, too.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on today. I'm Matt Anthony. I play Olb.
Olbs.
Number 30, business major.
Okay.
Go business majors, yep.
Awesome, Matt. Well, thanks for joining us. We're going to make our picks for the week here. And we're switching up this week. Yeah. Give a little update. What's your update on here, Heine?
No, on our records.
Well, currently the Emols are still in the lead, so yeah. Heine and I are trying to gain ground on Matt. So hopefully Matt screws it up this week. We're banking on you, but they're still in the lead. We're catching you, but a little off our game this season so far.
Yep.
But so we're switching it up this week. Obviously the college football championship weekend is going on, and so we're gonna choose five college games, the five championships, and then one NFL game. So we'll announce that as we go along. But we're going to start our picks with the Pac-12 championship. Number 12, Stanford, and number 10, USC. Big, big game to determine BCS playoff, or not playoff games, but bowl games for the winner of this game. I want to hear your pick, Heine, on this. Stanford, USC, who you got?
I have Stanford. Just because I think they're playing really good defense right now, and they can run the ball. That's
totally.
It. They're not going to turn over the ball, and they're just going to run it, ground and pound.
Totally.
So Stanford.
Matt, I want to hear what you got.
I got SC on this one.
Wow.
They can also run the ball, actually. Their running back has just as many touchdowns as Bryce Love.
Ooh, Ronald Jones.
Yeah, Ronald Jones. 500 less yards, but just as many touchdowns. And they got Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Darnold.
I wasn't a huge fan of him at the beginning of the season, but I think he's – kind of showing himself. They only have two losses. I think it's weird both teams have lost to Wazoo, Go Cougs. Unfortunately, they couldn't pull it off last week, but that's not what we're talking about. But, yeah, I got USC in this game. So,
how has Darnold done in the clutch before?
Not great. Like you, if you guys
pretty,
watch.
Pretty good, I would say.
He's done
pretty good. But I still am choosing Stanford. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, Stanford, more physical team. They're going to outrun them. It's all over. Their place could play in a home game, too. They're like 10 minutes from home, so in San Francisco, Levi Stadium. So I'm still choosing Stanford. I think it's going to be actually – I think that's a fairly good matchup, but the Cardinal will win. Moving on, Big 12 championship. Number 11, TCU against number 3, Oklahoma. I'll start this one off. Baker Mayfield, that's all you got to say. TCU actually will surprise some teams. In this game, I think, but I'm still going to go with Oklahoma. I think that they'll make the playoff, so Oklahoma wins this one. Matt, what do you think?
I got Oklahoma, too. I do like TCU's defense, only giving up 15.7 a game. But again, like you said, Baker Mayfield, Dude's an absolute stud. I was watching his highlights yesterday. Mm-hmm. I know it's easy to be biased about highlights because they're just highlights, but his stats prove it. He's got over 4,000 yards. His touchdown to interception ratio is insane. I think Oklahoma's going to dominate.
Heine, what do you got?
College football. College football is a crazy sport.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I think I have to go with TCU on this. It's going to be the, just like when you think everything's going to happen, it's not going to happen.
Totally.
And I think TCU is going to win, so I'm going to have to go TCU with this.
Okay. Our next one, Big Ten Championship, number 4, Wisconsin, number 8, Ohio State. I'm going to choose this one to start it out. I think Ohio State wins. I think this is a really close game. I really do. I think this is going to be like an overtime matchup, like, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's in Lucas Oil Stadium, so neutral site. So, I mean, neither team's at an advantage there. It's indoors. I think this is going to be kind of a big JT Barrett show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I think he puts up a lot of yards in this, off on the ground, in the air, everything. I'm going with Ohio State in OT, win by a touchdown. That's my opinion on this. Matt, what do you think?
I got Wisconsin in this game. You know, they're 12-0 this year, and I was just looking at their running back. Honestly, haven't really heard of this guy, but Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Because I don't really follow Wisconsin too well, but dude's got 1,800 yards, almost as many yards as Bryce Love.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
13 touchdowns. You know, I think that, like, if you're looking at the odds, OSU is supposed to win, or 64.8% chance of winning. I think those are a little too weighted just because it's OSU. They got Urban Meyer. But I got Wisconsin in this game. I think they're going to pull it off at a neutral site, too. So I'll help them out.
Yeah, I have to agree with my fellow Olb. I have to go with Wisconsin on this. It's just everyone's trying to give Wisconsin a bad rep, even though they're just a stout team. Mm-hmm. Hornibrook, it's good. And they're playing defense. Their defense lights out. And the running back, like Matt just said. So I have to go with Wisconsin.
Wow, okay. Next one, Miami, Clemson. Kind of a play-in game, pretty much, in my opinion. Who knows about Miami, but what the committee thinks of them, but in my opinion, play-in game. I don't want to start out with you. You can start this one.
If you guys can look at what I'm putting up.
Oh, it's the U.
Wow.
Going
down. The U is going down. I think Clemson's just going to steamroll them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have to go back on that. I don't think they're going to steamroll them. Miami is a team that plays to the competition, to the lights.
Totally.
So I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Clemson's going to pull it out.
I think if Miami gets into the playoff, honestly, I think they would play really well in the playoff. If the problem is they got to get there. So my opinion on this, I think Clemson beats them by 2 scores. I really do. I think Clemson's a better team. Miami's on the rise. It's like UW a little bit. Like Mark Richt kind of turned this place around, but I think they're a year too early. I really do. I think give them one more year, let these guys mature a little bit. I think they'll be the ACC team next year. But I think Clemson's way more legit right now. I'm going with Clemson by about 2 scores, and I believe that one's being played in North Carolina. Am I right? Yeah.
Yep.
So neutral site also on the grass. Clemson wins that one. Matt, what do you think?
I got Clemson as well. I think they're just too clutch to lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
I know Miami, they only got one loss. They got stellar defense. I was also looking at Clemson. They got an amazing defense, giving up 5 less points per game. And I think that's just astounding. Like we were saying earlier, Clemson has a decent off-season schedule. You know, they proved themselves being undefeated. And they're so clutch. I don't want to talk about last year, 2 years ago, just because it's a new year, but they win in the clutch. So.
They do. Our last game of the week. This is going to be a fun one. SEC championship winners basically in. From what I'm seeing from the committee, it looks like winner in, loser, have fun in the Cotton Bowl or something. But I think this is going to be a really, really good game. Georgia-Auburn. What do you think, Heine?
I think Auburn. It's going to be tough just because a bunch of injuries. But, like I said, if Auburn wins this game, they're winning it out because all those players can come back. So, I think Auburn.
kind of depends also on Kerryon Johnson. We'll see. But hopefully his status is okay. Matt, what do you think?
I got Auburn as well. Watching that Iron Bowl last week, they dominated Alabama. That was super fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Watching on this huge projector. That was awesome to see Alabama go down too. I kind of vote for the underdog. And I say Auburn. They're not underdogs in this game, but I say Auburn's got it.
I will have to agree with you guys. My pick's Auburn. I think they win by two scores if Kerryon Johnson plays.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think they're a much better team than Georgia. They've beaten them before. A lot of people say it's hard to beat a team twice. I still disagree with that. I still think they can do it. Auburn's legit. I think Auburn, if they're in the playoff, Auburn is going to have a shot to win it all. No question. No question in my mind. I think they have some serious beef up front. They play really good football. Now, if Kerryon Johnson's not in the lineup, we'll see. But I still think Auburn's a better team, so I'm taking them. Sorry, Georgia, you're going to have fun in the whatever other bowl, Fiesta Bowl or something. So good luck in that. Yeah. But taking the Tigers in that. We have our one NFL game of the week, huge NFC matchup, Eagles at Seahawks. Seahawks need this one bad at home, Sunday Night Football. Matt, I'm going to start with you.
I mean, I got to go with my Seahawks, man. They're projected to lose by 1.5%. I think that being at home is really going to give them a huge advantage. I know they got lots of injuries and whatnot, but I think they're going to pull it off. Russell Wilson is just too clutch. His O-line sucks, and he still puts up stats. He's a savage. He's always scrambling around the pocket. And he has weapons, but he doesn't have the weapons that some other quarterbacks do, but he still performs. I know they don't have a running game, but I think they're still going to pull through. Russell Wilson pretty much is their running game, actually.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Anna?
I think the Seahawks are going to win this one just because Russell Wilson's MVP in my books, and he's going to find a way to beat the Eagles.
Okay, good. I have to say Russell Wilson, best quarterback in the league in primetime games. And it's a primetime game. NBC, Sunday Night Football. I'm going with Russ. I think, honestly, this game is going to be like a last-second field goal. Something crazy at the end. It always is in CenturyLink. I don't know what it is up there, but it's the air up in Seattle, something. But I'm going with Russell Wilson.
What's the air in Seattle like? What's it?
It's crazy is what it is. It's loud up in the in CenturyLink, and so I'm going
it's
with...
It's definitely loud.
Yeah, I'm going with Russell Wilson at home. And, so the Seahawks are going to roll in this one. They need it. They need it more than Philly. That's going to wrap up our show for the week. We're going to go into the Tabby U quote of the day. And it is important for us to latch on to the people that we love by Connie Stevens. So thank you for that, Connie, and Tabby U for giving us this idea to do the quote of the day. So thank you guys for listening. It's been a great show. We'll be back here next week, 10:30 a.m., plu.edu/laser. And we will be talking some more sports with you this week on Twitter. If you want, follow us at HCSportsPLU. Hein and I are always tweeting and giving our opinions for the week and week in sports. And we're excited to talk some more sports with you next week. So follow us, Twitter, and listen in next week, 10:30. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, folks.